Hello, my dear friends. Welcome to episode 2 in this little mini series. Today, I'm going to be talking about emotions and how energy alchemy has helped me to find a way to healthily process my emotions without bypassing and without projecting. Two of my favorite patterns that have reared their ugly heads so much in my past. So, I have always identified as somebody who found it difficult to identify my emotions and have found it, I'm going to be really transparent here because there's no point in being anything otherwise. I have always found it difficult to be in the presence of big emotional releases from other people. I have found it extremely difficult to process anger. It's probably the one emotion still to this day that I find it really hard to healthily process anger. I now have the tools to do so, but it's my current learning curve. And so I was having a chat with a dear friend recently walking around a lake, and we were talking about when we have fights with our husbands and how we're both married to really like kind, peaceful lads, and how her and I are like, you know, we're more that kind of air fire energy where we're passionate and we're like blah 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 blah, and they're like, okay, just relax. And we were talking about like, is there a way to not spiritually bypass our emotions, because we're both prone to doing that, where we actually process them and allow them to move and express in the way that they want to express, but without harming anybody else or projecting on anyone else or kind of unnecessarily pouring them out in the presence of other people, because it can be difficult for people to bear witness to massive emotional outpourings. It just can be. So luckily, as you can guess, I'm going to say energy alchemy has been an incredible way for me to navigate the full spectrum of my emotions, to understand my emotions and to stop being scared of my emotions. So I'm going to give you a really tangible example. I have a very specific pattern that I spent literally 10 years trying to understand spiritually, mentally. I just couldn't understand. And the specific pattern is this: when I go into my own kitchen and there is any kind of mess, like literally if there's a crumb on the counter, let alone if my poor beloved husband is cooking a meal, and there's like stuff everywhere, like legitimate cooking stuff, it sends me into a surge of genuine panic. Like, I am terrified of clutter and mess. And I've been really trying to understand what that pattern was, and I've never really got to the heart of it. And so I remember so clearly, it was around 2 years ago, when I was just starting to learn the tools and skills associated with energy alchemy. And I walked into the kitchen and my sweet husband was spring cleaning the cupboard, bless his heart. And even though it was a literal cleaning process, seeing all the cans and the packets and the flour leaking out of the flour bags and the sugar granules, I mean, you name it, seeing it all out, I literally went into like a miniature panic attack. And I went upstairs to my room and I was like, look, Ellie, talking to myself, you've got, like, this is a perfect opportunity. Don't do what you usually do, which is silent internal rage, expressing it as passive aggression, and then just not knowing why this is happening and then berating myself for hours afterwards. So instead, I sat down and I now knew how to go into the heart of my emotion as an energy pattern. How to allow that energy pattern to express itself. How to release, here's the key, how to release any part of that energy pattern that didn't belong to me. And I will never forget the visceral feeling of releasing the part of that energy pattern that wasn't mine and feeling it was literally like breathtaking. I could feel this, so much of the kind of panic just leaving my body. I couldn't believe it. I honestly can remember this. I remember where I was. I was in my bedroom, cross-legged on the floor. And I couldn't believe the release of energy. And then what was left was like a completely different sensation. I played with it. I immersed myself in it. I harmonized it. I let it move through the body. It was incredible. And so there were two really specific processes. Number one, I released what wasn't mine to process because, dear friends, you know, we are energy bodies. And when we walk around, we pick up everyone else's stuff and it kind of sticks to us. And if we don't know it's there, then we end up feeling as if it's our own and processing it as if it's our own. But you can't actually process other people's stuff. It's not your responsibility to process it, and you actually can't. So you end up wasting massive amounts of energy trying to do so. And so now that I have a way to navigate my emotional waves, how to immerse myself in them, how to look at them on a meticulous detail from the inside out, understanding the structure of my emotions, which is different every single day, in a way that's just so powerful and immersive and refined, it gives me a really clear path. When I feel something coming up and I don't understand it and it feels too big, I now have specific steps that I can move through in order to transmute that energy pattern, i.e. that emotion, from one state to another. So I'm not bypassing it. I'm not trying to squash it down and be like, I'm fine. I don't mind mess. I'm like detached from the mess. It's like, no. I understand like something is coming up. I don't need to understand the story of why it comes up, which is how I was always doing it in the past, trying to look at my childhood and like why I've developed this pattern of panicking when there's like clutter in the kitchen. That never brought me the relief and the release that I craved. Instead, I'm working in present time with my body. So I'm not bypassing the emotions, and I'm also not projecting them unhealthily and unfairly on my sweet husband who was just trying to spring clean the blooming cupboard. So that is another example of a really practical and effective way that you can use energy alchemy in your daily life in a way that benefits you and everyone around you, and in a way that allows you to understand and experience yourself from the inside out. Because truly, the clarity and the wisdom that you gain from understanding your emotional patterns from the inside, like you can explore an emotional pattern for hours. You can literally go into it, literally as if you're opening a door into a new room. And you can discover so much information about yourself that you wouldn't be able to garner any other way. So I hope that was interesting, and I really look forward to sharing more examples with you in further episodes.